Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, I'm going to talk about little bits and pieces of ideas that we might incorporate for the coming year. You know, from my perspective, the best part of any new year is the opportunity for a fresh start, to recreate our lives in more fulfilling ways. You know, philosophers, as well as the Bible, speaks to the truth that we do indeed create our lives with our thoughts and words. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4:13 that we were to think on what is true and of a good report. Yet, as the old saying goes, it's easier said than done. You know, I find that when I desire to change a habit, if I ask the Lord to remind me not to do that thing, it's amazing, but when I start to do it, I will have the reminder that this is something I want to change, and then I have to make a choice. You know, I found that outward changes like eating more healthy is easier than an inward change in my mind, my thoughts, and my words. Yes, the beginning of this year is a great chance to turn off your cell phone, turn off the TV, and put on some God-honoring music and spend some quality time with yourself. Yes, you can think through and consider your options for the coming year. Maybe even make a list of the dreams and things you'd like to begin to explore, to think about, to do. Remember, when you're dreaming, you don't have to worry if you can do it. Just maybe you'll make it happen. That's what dreams are for. To give you hope. Yes, the key to surviving is hope. Hope that Jesus loves you and is, right now, working on your behalf. Hope that the future you place in His hands will be better than your past or your present. Well, this somewhat new song I want to play for you says, "As long as Jesus lives, there is hope." So listen to the words. They're part of what will help you make your dreams come true. Here's the Legacy 5 group singing, "There Is Hope."
Sometimes we go through trials that are so hard to bear. We lift our face toward heaven. God, are you really there? I've asked that same question, and I've been down that road. Looking back, I now can tell you, He's always let me know. There is hope, so hold on, there is hope. God has sent me here to tell you, there is hope, and He knows just what you're going through and what the future holds. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope. He was bruised for our transgressions, nailed upon a tree. He cried out to the Father, "Why have you forsaken me?" But through this suffering Savior, He brought healing to our pain. sent me here to tell you there is hope. And He knows just what you're going through and what the future holds. As long as Jesus lives, there is hope. There is hope, so hold on. There is hope. There is hope, so hold on. There is hope. As long as Jesus lives.
Oh yes, as long as Jesus lives, there is hope. Oh, you know, one of my favorite scriptures, which I love for the beginning of a new year, is from Jeremiah 29:11, where God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." You know, sometimes we think if they're plans for good, then those plans should also be easy. But not necessarily so. A friend of mine, Dr. Michael Smith, at Campbell University in South Carolina, said to his graduate journalism students, "While God's plans are for good, they may also be hard, very hard to live out." Well, we may not want to admit it, but that might be so. So how do we handle life when it gets hard? I suspect for all of us, when we're hurting, when life is hard, our tendency is to isolate ourselves like a wounded dog, crawl away and lick our wounds. Well, there are people all around us who have hurts too. And I have found that if I lay aside the negative, hurtful thoughts of my own situation and reach out to others, God comes into my life and starts the healing process for me. Oh, we may not be able to give to those in our world who have hurt or rejected us, but there are many people who would receive what we have to give, even if it's only a smile, a word of encouragement, or a hug. Or we could even send an encouraging email to someone. Well, now that I think of it, you could go to my website at Samantha Landy and email me to let me know you're listening. That would certainly be encouraging for me. The announcer will repeat it at the end of the program, and it would be so wonderful for me to know if I have been an encouragement for you. And now, let's listen to Darlene Zajac sing that wonderful song, "There Is None Like You."
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for none like you.
truly there is none like you, Jesus. Well, with only a few weeks of the new year behind us, I know that we're all hoping for less violence in the world, and it might as well start with us. And you might say, well, I'm not violent, but even our rude words may sometimes contribute to an unrest or unhappiness in our own little world. I hate to admit this episode, but perhaps it's good for you to know that I'm not always a perfect little angel. But of course, I know you are. Well, here's what happened. My girlfriend Catherine and I had just enjoyed a program listening to a wonderful comedian at the theater. Everyone laughed and laughed, and it was so much fun. Well, we had arrived very early to get good seats near the front. And on my right was a lovely lady with a cane, and we chatted a bit before the program. And when it was over, she was a little slow getting her cane and standing up, and so we just waited. Well, suddenly, on the left, a lady starts pushing past us, almost knocking me down, and she says with a very important voice, "We have to get out. We have 25 people coming after this show." Well, by this time, she's also shoving the lady with the cane, making her fall back down into her seat. And out of my mouth, before my brain became connected, I said, "Now, why am I not impressed?" She stopped a moment, turned and glared at me, but kept on pushing her way down the aisle. So, what did I accomplish? Nothing. And it didn't stop her from her rude pushing. And it certainly didn't make me feel any better. In fact, it bummed me out all the way home, and then I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. Well, there's a song that says, "All my life, be the guardian of my ways." Yes, we all need that, don't we? Well, here are the celebrant singers. All my life.
Through the good and bad of life, whether I should gain or lose, still I choose to live my life. Every moment all for Thee,
for Thee.
Walking oh so close to Thee,
close to Thee.
While I'm learning every day, come what may, to trust in Thee. Take away the doubt that hides my perfect will. Give me faith instead, and with Thy Spirit fill. Then all my days be the guardian.
Through the good and bad.
Oh yes, may we choose to live our life with Jesus by our side. Well, in the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, the host for this program, Psalms of Hope. Well, with New Year's Day behind us, we anticipate this new year of possibilities. I wonder just what will happen. You know, when snow comes on the mountains around us, I feel like celebrating. It's so beautiful. A new year is always the time to celebrate and anticipate God's love and care. Well, that reminds me of an acronym that I wrote for the word celebrate for one of my newspaper columns. Here's my acronym for celebrate. C, count your blessings. E, enjoy being the friend you'd like to have. L, leave frowns and fussing behind. E, enter the anything is possible with God zone. B, be you with all of your unique God-given possibilities. R, resolve to be God's friend and he'll be yours. A, ask for hugs and give them back. I like this one. T, treat your family as you want them to treat you. E, enjoy each and every day that you're here on this wild, wacky earth. Well, after all the seriousness of this past year, let's start out this new year with celebrating God's goodness in our lives. And what better way than to try implementing even a few of the ideas in the acronym? If you'd like a printed copy of my acronym, you can send me an email requesting a copy on my website, SamanthaLandy.com. You may feel like you can't do much to change your world, but here's a song to assure you. It's Vern Jackson singing, Little is Much When God Is In It.
In the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. And hark, the Master's voice is calling to the harvest, calling you. Does the place you're called to labor you?
Oh, it's so true. Little is much when God is in it. You know, in thinking about the acronym CELEBRATE that I shared in the last segment, I especially like the one I wrote about A, asking for hugs and giving them back. I love hugs. Well, you know, psychologists say we need at least 7 a day for good emotional health. In fact, the medical world has proven that when we hug someone, our skin responds and our brain makes endorphins, bringing physical and emotional health to our bodies. Isn't that amazing? In other words, hugs help keep us happy and healthy. So all you good husbands, get out there and hug your wives and kids, and you grandparents, hug each other, as well as your children, grandchildren, anyone else in your world. They'll always remember you for your hugs. You can even hug your dog. Well, what if we don't feel that we want to hug anyone? It's when all seems lost that God offers His hand to you in love, His love. What better time to turn your life around at the beginning of this new year? You know, it's as easy to begin as saying, Jesus, I'm turning my life over to you. From this day forward, I'm yours. Show me how to live for you. Well, when you sincerely pray that prayer and believe, God says all the angels of heaven rejoice with God when you ask Him to come into your heart and abide there. Oh, it's a wonderful way to start the new year. Well, here we are at the end of our program, and if you want to find out more about how to live for God, I have a free little book that I wrote called New Beginnings, and I'd love to send it to you. If you simply email me with your address and ask for it, I will send it. And if you can help pay for airtime on your station, I would be so grateful. I don't have a church or organization paying for the airtime, so it's up to each one of you listening to help keep it on your station. Thank you in advance for your help. And listen for the announcer. He'll give you my information. I hope you'll join me same time, same place next week. And remember, God loves you with an unconditional love that will keep you forever and always.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.